91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona, locals only. We're going to kick it on over to Studio 2A with DJ Valentin.
So much, Serpe. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Valentin. I'm super excited to be hosting Locals Only tonight with the legendary, the awesome Jaime Q and his all-star band. Yeah, please take it away, you guys.
That's not part of the song.
No, it's not. Okay, here we go.
I like the sky, but now I see the world has gone awry. I miss the people, I miss the love. There isn't anyone to save us from the flood. So they came to us. They want a better life to push inside a rush. Now there's a fire and there's a gun. To think it started the day called number one. I'm not sure if I will stay.
Next one's called Everyone Knows.
You said you love the man who wants one-sided love. Gun against his word, it's not his love you want. You're dirty like the blaze, you go for under four. And when the trumpets crow, you'll just show no remorse. And everyone knows it. And everyone. Said simply fornication, but now you're lying naked, green in isolation. You said you're sorry, but repeat the situation. You're not a man of God, you gave into temptation, and everyone. convince just any stranger. The blood you have will decide if you're the one to take her. For now, he'll wait on you and keep an open chamber. And everyone knows it. And everyone knows it. And everyone.
This next song is called Mother's Gun. It's everyone. I took a walk today. I saw you there. You were holding a candle up in the air. I drove back home again. I closed the door. I knew I wouldn't see the sun no more. I found my mother's gun. I loaded it around. Life flashed before my eyes. I saw you in the sky. The night I fell down crying, you walked downhill. I don't know what to do, not anymore. I might try again tonight. Blood on the floor. I found my mother's gun.
All right, 91.3 KXCI, this is Valentin, and you're tuned in to Locals Only. We're tuning out the rest of the world, and we're focusing in on Jaime Q and his awesome band. Guys, how are you feeling?
Very good. We're very happy to be here.
Feeling great. Prosper.
Awesome. Yeah, we're very thankful for you guys to be here. You guys are awesome. You recently dominated the high school battle of the bands. What was that experience like?
It was very unexpected, honestly. We joined not because we wanted to win, but because I wanted us to play on that big stage.
Yeah, totally. I don't believe it for a second that was unexpected. You guys are awesome. You're very humble, very humble. I get that though.
It was only unexpected because my band, Spruce Goose, needed my lead guitar was out of town and I needed a bass and a lead, so then they joined. And then like some band dropped out and then Jaime was like, we should do it, and then he won because he's a good musician.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. I would love to get to know you guys a little more. If we can kind of if you guys would love to introduce yourselves. As much as I wish you guys were all named Haimekyu, that's not the situation. So if you guys want to say your name, your instrument, whatever else is important.
Let's start off over here.
I'm Dahlia, and I play drums. That's about it.
Yeah.
And congas sometimes. And congas.
I'm Spencer, and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Jack. I play the lead guitar.
I'm Jaime, and I play rhythm guitar.
Awesome. I had a question about when this project started. You guys come from like very diverse backgrounds, very different groups, very different projects in general. How did it feel coming together? Like, what was the timeline behind that?
I was asked to do a show for Camp Groundworks of last year and another show before that for an AZPM screening. And I figured I'd ask people around who did play other instruments to join me for Camp Groundworks. But then they also ended up playing with me for the AZPM screening. So we just stuck together since then. And I'm pretty grateful. You know, I have a really good team here that's all very talented.
Dang right.
Yeah.
Say more.
I don't know. I think we wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for these guys around me.
Oh, shucks.
Oh.
That's awesome. I had another question about kind of your favorite moment. It's kind of weird saying the beginning days because it feels like the beginning days weren't that long ago in a way, but kind of like when things were coming together, do you have a favorite memory from those beginning days when you kind of realized, oh, there's like something going on here?
Our first practice, I'd say, you know, it's so weird to hear, like I write all the songs for this stuff. So hearing it all come together with like bass and drums, it was very like kind of mind changing in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, very cathartic in a way.
Yeah. It kind of alters the way you're thinking because it's like, wow, my baby. Mm-hmm. It's here and it's real and it's happening.
Yeah.
My baby.
That's awesome. I also had a question about your kind of background. So you guys are all in high school or recently graduated?
We all recently graduated.
To walk, buddy. Jack?
I am.
You're about to walk.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you guys... Can you drop your school? Where in town?
Catalina Foothills High School.
Catalina Foothills High School.
They're all from Catalina, and I'm from Innovation Tech.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Dude.
I had a question about kind of the high school experience while being a creative. Because high school already, I mean, it feels like there's like a lot of eyes on you. And when you're kind of putting yourself out there and you're putting out something very vulnerable, your own creation like that, how have you found it? Have you found it very manageable? Does it kind of feel like same old, same old?
I feel like it was same old, same old. You know, people knew I did music, but they didn't really like care enough to ask, if that makes sense. You know, they didn't ask me about it 24/7. So I wouldn't say anything really changed.
Yeah. What about for you guys? Anyone else?
Oh, shoot. Well, I did bands all 4 years. And so that was kind of like, you know, everyone knew me as a guy in the band, but they never went to the freaking shows, man. But respectfully so, because back then they were kind of trash. But not to dog on my bands, because they're my projects, man. But I can look back and see, wow, I've made some growth.
I was in like a bunch of small metal bands that like never took off, and then I had like 3 shows with one band. That was like a lot. And then I joined Haimekyu, and now I play like every weekend. It's so much more fun.
Dahlia.
Well, this is like the first band that I joined that really like took off and actually did stuff, I'd say. So I'm pretty grateful for that. I think this band has accomplished a lot.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think Battle of Bands is definitely a super high title. That's awesome. You guys received Judge's Choice, which is incredible. Awesome. Awesome. What's another like major milestone you guys like kind of like hold in your heart? Maybe not everyone knows about it. Maybe this is like, this is our first very successful moment with da 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 da. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's two for me. We're playing Congress on the 21st of this week.
Thursday.
When we went to, this Thursday. And then when we went to Phoenix, our first out of town show.
Oh, Halloween 2025.
That was great. I like that show a lot.
That was the one where my bass broke and I had to get the new one.
Yeah.
And it was really bad, but then it was really good.
Rest in peace, Ground Zero Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great place.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't in the band.
Yeah, Hello Weekend, that's rough. That's rough. But that's awesome. Do you guys, kind of looking into the future now with, you know, roads diverging, going off into kind of different phases of your life and whatnot, where do you see kind of like your creative energy going? Do you still see it like going into the band? Are there like any other maybe like art forms or mediums that you really participate in and maybe not a lot of people know about?
I mean, I like to draw and write. I don't really see much happening with those things.
No, poet.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I don't really know. I never really thought about that before.
Yeah, I just kind of put everything into music. Like I use, like I also write and I draw too. But it's all for my music, man.
Yeah.
It all just, all the energies and they coalesce and they coagulate around me.
Dean?
He'll just, music probably. I like this band. I like this guy. He's a pretty cool guy.
Thanks.
I like being in his band.
Music. I never really got much into art. I was never good at art. But music, on the other hand, I think I'm okay.
You can make a mean flyer though.
You do make a mean flyer.
Thank you. Congress on the 23rd.
And that's kind of the, you know, it's an important skill to have. You have to know to just, you know, make a flyer that catches eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Right. Yeah. Well, this is 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're tuning out the rest of the world and we're turning up for Jaime Q and his all-star band. I'm Valentin, your host for tonight. And can you take it away once more for us, please?
This next song is from Deegan's band. Spruce Goose. I wanted to give him a little bit of spotlight for Battle of the Bands.
Because Jaime is humble and he's kind and he's a great guy and everybody should book us.
The way you're saying it makes it sound like he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
That song's called Denial. Thank you.
I have to switch really guitars really quick, but this next song is called The Shore. I believe this is the one that kind of won us on Battle of the Bands.
Because he said flotsam. Because he said some cool words.
Yeah, I said a funny word, and then they all were like, wow, that's amazing.
This guy's a poet.
I searched up word for trash on C on Google, so I think that was the best 2 seconds of my life so far.
Moral of the story, impressive words, they'll win you everything. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Yeah. You choose the right words. Oops.
There we go.
All right. Take us away, please.
And this boat I sailed across the sea of love. Crafted to the beauty of your image. Has been broken by the waves of God. Drafted to the beauty of your image of history. But how can I
tell the truth.
Awesome. 91.3 KXCI. I'm Valentin. You're listening to Locals Only. And that was Jaime Q, the Jaime Q band. That was super awesome. My first question for you is so much, at least for my listening experience, and I have a very special listening experience. I could like throw my Stanley Cup and it'd do some damage. You know, we're that close. So much of your music and so much of your sound feels so like haunting in a way, you know, everything just kind of lingers. And I love that. I love that sound. My question for you is, what constitutes like the perfect conditions for a really productive creative session? You know what I mean? What are like the conditions necessary for Jaime Q and the All-Star Band to like really get into that groove and like really get back into your sound?
Little Caesars,
yeah. An air-conditioned room and something to talk about, really, I think. I'm not sure.
Family Guy.
Yeah. That's it. Those three.
Yeah.
If you were a Family Guy character, which Family Guy character would you be?
See, that's a trick question.
There's so many options.
Yeah, you're Brian, dude.
I'm either Brian. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm Brian.
Faster than the speed of love.
Dahlia, what?
I don't know. Brian. What would I be?
I think you'd be Cleveland.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because we're on the radio.
Yeah. Deegan, you are.
Peter.
Yeah, you're Peter. Spencer.
Sam, Joe, and get this bit over with.
Yeah.
Bit over with. Promise that. That was awesome. I think you mentioned talking about having something to talk about. Are these things you talk about kind of like recent events on like a very personal level, kind of current events globally, maybe?
Usually what's going on in our lives are just some random things that we see on like on Instagram or
yeah,
on YouTube or something.
Instagramming?
Yeah, that's really about it, I'd say. Nothing really special goes on.
Like, I mean, if you want me to talk about the Iran war, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, get me started.
That's interesting because it kind of teaches impermanence. You're kind of moving along with kind of whatever life is throwing at you. It kind of becomes subject of conversation and whatnot. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. You have a song called Oh Moon.
Yes.
Very awesome song.
Thanks.
If you could perform on any planet, which one would it be, Pluto. And why?
Yeah, maybe Pluto, if not, or Saturn. Actually, Saturn, because we could perform on the rings.
Yeah, it would be a ring guy.
Yeah, ring.
Oh, Ringo.
Yeah, I'd say Saturn. You guys,
Mars.
Why Mars?
Someone's gonna be there soon.
That's fair.
True.
But Neptune is like awesome.
I agree with that.
There's nothing on. You can't even stand on Neptune,
you can't
man.
Can't stand on Saturn either.
You can stand on the rocks and the rings, man. You said you liked astronomy, man.
You gotta believe in yourself. Deacon, what planet did you say?
I agree with Dahlia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Staying on the subject of O Moon, Ben's you mentioned up. Turning to the night sky mm-hmm. for answers. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Okay, kind of personal. Kind of in your day-to-day life, are there kind of like creative inspirations, whether it be in your personal life, day-to-day life, people in your family, whatnot, that you kind of turn to answers? Or alternatively, are there methods to overcome what you might describe as like artist's block? Mm-hmm. You kind of turn to those answers in a way.
Well, yes and no for the inspiration. Most of the songs are just jumbled words that eventually have meaning in the end. And if anything, a lot of it is just a lot of metaphors. For O Moon, I picture a guy who is maybe somewhere in the woods, obviously, and he's looking for something that can't give him help, you know? That's like his final mm-hmm. resort, in a sense. Yeah.
It's kind of sounds like a songwriting question, but it's also, yeah, for anyone in the room, kind of methods, whatnot, maybe reading a book, maybe going for a walk, maybe, again, like looking up into the night sky. What mm-hmm. kind of like gets you out of that creative like funk in a way?
I mean, I've been in a creative block for like 4 months now.
Oh no.
If anything, I'd look at pictures and I'm like, that would be a good little meaning to something, you know, like O Moon, for example. I picture a moon, a blue moon in like the forest, or for Mother's Gun, I don't know, a gun in
and a mom
a gun in a dresser or something, you know.
That's sick. Yeah. Not to put you on the spot, Dahlia.
Oh boy.
Do you have any kind of creative, like Old Faithful, like whenever I know I'm like not feeling it creatively, I can turn to this? Does anything come to mind?
For me, for this group, at least, not really. Because a lot of what I do is just improv. I play what mm-hmm. I feel like in the moment, and hope it sounds good.
So you just look at us. You look at our smiling faces.
Mm-hmm.
Say, please don't mess up.
Yep, I do say this.
I love that, yeah. You also have a song called My Plan. It's one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I love My Plan. It's a really good song.
Thanks.
Kind of literally, what is the plan?
I don't know.
After high school.
You said you have one, man.
He has a plan.
Yeah, the song is about you having a plan.
The guy has a plan. It's not me in the song. The guy has
okay.
a plan,
okay.
But no one knows what the plan is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or what anyone's going to do.
Yeah, what he's going to do, what someone else might do, you know.
True.
It's a perfect plan.
It's up to you. You make up the plan in your head.
I like that, yeah. Kind of my final question, and I would love to throw it back to you. After kind of really forming a really awesome, solid name, recognizable, Haimikyu, Battle of the Band winners, it's awesome. Do you feel kind of like, because Tucson, again, like we're the smallest city in the world in a way, the interconnectedness with other scenes, other people in your scene, in your gig specifically, how have you found it? Because I imagine sometimes maybe it feels a little bit overwhelming that you know absolutely everyone and kind of like everyone's business is everyone's business in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like a very, like you very weave the pieces together, everybody like holds a string that connects to each other and we sing Kumbaya?
I mean, I think that's what this band is, you know?
Yeah.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Yeah, it's like, right, if you know one person, they know like the other person, and that person knows the other person, and then it all wraps around in the end. So it feels a bit small here sometimes.
Mm.
I think that's what the question was, right?
Kind of, in a way,
Yeah.
Too small to your liking, or too is it almost perfect?
I'd say it's perfect for now. I think it's a good little setting we're in until further notice.
Yeah.
Before I hand it back to you, I would love to promote some of your stuff. Where can people listen? What are your socials? What's up with that?
my Instagram is Jaime.Q.Band. On Spotify, it's just Jaime Q. On YouTube, Jaime Q. Everything else, Jaime Q.
Yeah.
We have an album coming out pretty soon, sometime this month or year. A lot of these songs are on it already.
Yeah, and if you come to a show, you can get a CD from our boy Jacob.
Yes, we can.
Jacob!
Yeah. We love you, Jacob.
We love you, Jacob.
That's awesome. Yeah, so new music, show this Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, and
Saturday.
The 31st.
Oh, wait, the 31st.
Yes.
Sorry, that's my project. It's Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
There's just a lot going on. It's awesome.
It spills
booked in, busy.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty busy now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
We're in the busy season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be sure to look out for that album, and I hope everybody listening and watching would also, if you are liking the sound, you should totally check out their Spotify. Do you have a Bandcamp, or are we looking at just Spotify?
Yes, we do. We also have a Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. It's under my record label.
Yeah. We're all under his label.
Yeah.
Dolly Tucson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's awesome. Okay. Jaime Q Band, Spotify, Bandcamp, Thursday, Friday, 31st. That's not a real day. Thursday, Friday, and
Thursday,
the 31st.
Yes,
there's all going to be shows. You should check them out. Yeah. So
a good one.
Yeah. We have a little bit of time left. So before I hand it back to you guys, I would love to say thank you so much for listening to 91.3 Locals Only, KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. I'm Valentin. Thank you so much for listening again. If you stay tuned, you can check out Night Interlude with Danae from 10 to 12. All right, guys. Can I hand it back to you?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, Mickey Ben. KCI.
All right. Yeah, to say and to be.
The world will end today, and who's to see the people to be free, and who's to say we wanna die today, and what to do? We cannot. The world will end today, and who's to see the people to be free, and who's to say the birds have gone away, my mother's gone.
I gotta switch guitars again. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Mrs. Brown. I'm sorry, Mrs. Brown.
Do you name your guitars?
I do, actually.
Are we allowed to know?
Okay, so that acoustic one is John.
You're making this up, bro.
No, I swear. This one is Betsy, and that one.
You're totally making it up.
It's John, Paul, George, Ringo, yeah. Mal Evans,
yeah. And Paulie.
Nice.
Paulie's at home.
For the last time, 91.3 KXCI, locals only. This is Jaime Q. I was your host, Valentin. Stay tuned for Night Interlude with Danae.
We'll be right back.
think we only have time for one more.
Yes, my bad. I kind of lost track of time. My bad. You guys are good until 10. It's 9:51. You guys are totally, totally good.
Agatha or my friends?
Agatha.
Agatha?
Agatha.
Okay. Agatha it is. The Jaime Q Band on 91.3 KXCI.
This next song is a cover. It's by a band based in, what, New Mexico or Mexico City?
Mexico City.
Mexico City. It's called Agatha.
Wait a second.
He's plugging in for the non-viewing listeners.
Yeah. Okay. Ow! Okay.
To the market, you sent me to buy some groceries, to buy these little things for today's meal. I've seen the kitchen and I've seen the spoon. Sounds on the wall, they keep me awake. I hear their screams in my head, but they never go away. Sounds of depression, sounds of retention, they're slowly being killed. I'm going crazy, the recipe up there. Emotionless eyes glaring today. I saw it coming, I knew it would happen. The body's full with a pain. Yeah.
All right, that was the Jaime Q Band on 91.3 KXCI. That was sick, guys. How are you guys feeling now? Bottom of the performance.
Very good.
Very good.
I think we all did amazing.
We get some ice cream after this.
Yes, we will.
No.
Are you paying?
No. No.
All right. Yeah. Do you guys have any kind of concluding words to leave the viewers and or listeners with?
I'd like to thank all my friends. I'd like to thank all my family. I'd like to thank all my relatives. I'd like to thank everyone here in Tucson in the scene. I'd like to thank KXEI.
Everybody.
I'd like to thank Groundworks. I'd like to thank Dahlia.
Thanks.
I'd like to thank Spencer.
Thanks.
I'd like to thank Deegan.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Jacob.
Jacob!
I'd like to thank Antonio.
And Antonio.
Everyone I know. Thank you. Everyone, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are
thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah. Thank you to the people in the booth. Thank you, everyone at KXCI. You. Right?
Absolutely.
We're spreading the love.
Yeah.
The peace and love.
Love the radio.
The peace and the love. Love the radio. Love the radio. Real people, real radio. Am I right?
Dang exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening and or viewing. This is 91.3 KXCI. I'm Valentin. I was your host. This was the Jaime Q Band. They're awesome. Check them out on Spotify, Bandcamp, shows Thursday.
Instagram.
And Instagram. I forgot Instagram. Yes.
TikTok?
Do we need a TikTok?
No.
No.
No, we don't.
Who's the drummer?
I can see that going far. That was awesome. That was awesome. You guys are sick.
Yes. Thank you.
Guys,
you.
Great,
thank
great you so performance. Much. Yeah. Check out their new stuff coming soon. In the undefined amount of time. Exactly. But that's okay, because time isn't real.
Time's relative.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. It has a sister. Her name is Hours.
Hi, May.
All right, thank you again.